Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, Doctrine of Truth, with your, again and again and again, this Doctrine of Truth with a special program and going out to all our followers and those of you that's, amen, that's going through these holidays and into the next holiday, amen. God love you. He desire that you continue to follow him and be with him. Amen. He loves you regardless of what they say and what people may do. You just continue on because he's better than any person in this world. He's better than any situation that can come. He's better than any condition that comes upon you because he loves you. Amen. And God's love is, he have done it all, he has given all, amen, and he wants you to see, amen, that whatever come or go, he have done the ultimate sacrifice, love. And without love, oh, there's no place to go with God. Even the world itself, love is the highest and the greatest of all. Love of God, the love. Everyone want to be loved. And we thank God today for each and every one. Amen. This afternoon, wherever you might be, you might be driving along, or might be some situations that you desire but didn't take place. But God still loves you. He still cares. Amen. That's a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you never left us and you never forsaken us. And God, we mean that, you know, the world and the listeners that come to you, you say you were by no means, you were by no means, amen, cast them out. So, but everyone that's coming tonight, today, wherever they might be listening, Lord, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, God, give them the comfort and peace they desire through your word. And because Jesus said he's coming in the scriptures that was written of him. Amen. So we thank you again with dialing in, and you might be, amen, away, and you would like to listen more programs from Doctrine of Truth program. Amen. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you can pick out the different programs you can have. Amen. While you're traveling as well on your computers. Amen. There's so many different ways today. If we utilize what God has given us, and this is what this program is about, amen, what the Lord have given you, what he has given you to do, and as well as your abilities, amen. The Lord has not, he will not take away from what you are capable of doing. He will not take away your abilities, amen. He will enhance them. Amen. That's why Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So with that in mind, you can understand that he said he'll be with you. And with that in mind, understand that, amen, he want to have you to accomplish more for the kingdom of heaven. Everything that God does, amen, is for the upbuilding of the kingdom of heaven. Everything that God does is for the upbuilding of the kingdom of heaven. If you desire to do anything, amen, you should want to, amen, you should want to, amen, go forward in God. Because when you go forward in God, he will help you, amen, he will help you do better for yourself. Sometimes we forget that that situation where we feel that, oh, I need to do this. But listen, if you want to accomplish anything in this world, God saved you for a purpose. Amen. He's not going to stop. He's not going to turn you away. Amen. He wants you to do better. And you find out that once you start working for Christ or doing things for the building of the kingdom of God, you'd be so surprised, amen, you'd be so surprised that the revelation didn't come to you earlier. The revelation didn't come to you earlier, amen. So what we want to do today and tomorrow, whenever you listen to this broadcast, amen, and this is a special edition, we want to be talking about visions and dreams. Visions and dreams. Amen. Visions and dreams. Have you seen anyone or had people accomplish things, and they talk about the dream they had? Amen. They dreamed they had, and they continue to, they try to push it off, or they decided they weren't going to do it, but it constantly continued to come back to them about visions and dreams. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And they began to really work on that revelation or that idea, and they find themselves, amen, after so many years, they find themselves start accomplishing, amen, they start accomplishing things like making shoes, the signal lights, amen, that you enjoy now, amen. Not only the signal lights you enjoy, but also if you look at, amen, the electric lights that you have. Now we're going to solar. So a lot of things, these men, these men or women, they came through an idea, a vision, a dream, and they began to work on this vision and dream. And they found out, amen, they can do this. Paul said, and it's biblical, and it's always been biblical, a lot of things you find today. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Amen. So when Christ began to give you a vision or a dream, things can be accomplished. Things can be accomplished. Amen. Now, we want to look at some scripture in the book of Joel, how God will work for his people, and how many men and women that you know of have throughout the Bible time, amen, God was with them. God was with them. We're going to discuss some of that, amen, as time permits. But the Lord said in one of his major prophets, minor prophet Joel, it will come to pass, the second chapter of Joel, the second chapter, 28 verse, and it shall come to pass afterward I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. And also upon the servant and upon the handmaid, in those days will I pour out of my spirit. Amen. We're discussing visions and dreams. Visions and dreams. And it carries over to the new covenant, the New Testament. Amen. The Old Testament, when a testament and the testator is dead, it becomes strength, like the old will and the new will. Amen. This new will here, the new covenant, the new will and testament Jesus had left for his people, he said in the book of Acts, the second chapter, concerning, amen, with his promise, he told them to go to the upper room and wait for the promise, amen, wait for what I promised to give you. And Proverbs said that, amen, a wise man will leave an inheritance for his children. So in the book of Acts, amen, in the second chapter, we began reading, amen, concerning what the minor prophet Joel spoke about, amen, in the last days, amen, and when the last days and the day of a great holiday, amen, the 50th day of the Pentecost, amen, there was in a great assembly, all different nations were there, amen, and the Spirit of God made his entrance, amen, to his people that was in the upper room. Amen. The second chapter of Acts in the 16th verse. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And shall come to pass in the last day, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now, dreams and visions, older men, would dream dreams. And young men will see, like, television. You know, a story will come on. It's electronic. Amen. But it foretells future or foretells what's happening now and what's going to happen. Amen. God give the young men and those that are seeking and looking for him, he will give them ideas and pictures about their life that they are capable of doing. God will not put no more on you that you cannot bear. Amen. He knows that you're capable of doing this. He knows that you're able to perform these talents and these skills. So what he did, amen, he will give you an idea. Amen. But you have to work it yourself. Young men have great talent. They have great strength. Amen. They're young. And God wants you to do something to help humanity, amen, help your community, amen, and help the young people, the poor, the needy, the halt, and the blind, amen. That's the heart of God. Those that are broken, the enemy have broken, the world is broken, amen. God give you an inspiration, and then he begin to show you. You get maybe 1 or 2 seconds or 3 seconds while I speak of this, because I know I have gotten some. Amen. And you begin to see you begin to see a picture of something and catch a glimpse of something. Amen. But a dream carries on. Amen. A dream can go on. Amen. For some time, you can be in a dream. Many of you have dreams. And you were almost about to finish the dream, or you didn't know you had finished the dream, and someone woke you up, or something happened. And you say, oh, I was in this dream, and it was a good dream. And it pertained to something that I need to do, or I can do that, or it's not on the market, I can get a blueprint. So these are the things that God will give his people. God will give his people. There are a lot of creative power in God's people. A lot of creative power in God's people. Amen. We are his children. Amen. We are the seed. That's why we'll be born again, born of his seed. We are a part of his. We've been born, amen, in the body of Christ. We've been baptized in the body of Christ. And God said, you must be born again. You must be born into the body of Christ. And when you become born into the body of Christ, many of you know you've been born in the family, amen, and you know there's some traits of different talents and skills that you can testify to from the family, different talents and skills that you can recall in your cousin, your family, your mother, amen, and people say, oh, yeah, you know, your features. The same thing with the body of Christ, but it's in the spiritual part, amen. You become born again in God's spirit, in God's spirit. Let's look at Abraham, in the book of Genesis, when God created Adam and Eve, and he created Adam, amen. We all came from those first two human beings, the seeds from those two first two human beings, Adam and Eve. We all the humans came down. We come down through the generation, 42 long generations, amen, of human beings, males and females, amen. And Adam, the talent and skill that Adam had in the wisdom, amen, and intelligence that Adam had to name animals. He was naming animals, and he was able to manage, amen, and cultivate, hold the culture, amen. A lot of things God put in him, amen, navigation, and hold the culture, and oceanography, and all the different things to manage the world, it was in Adam, amen. And it was passed down, amen, when the Adam and Eve, amen, come together and reproduce, amen, all of that talent and skills passed down. Now, because of sin broke that relationship, and some of that was lost, but when the Holy Spirit came in and brought that relationship back to God, people, amen, be born in the same spirit, amen, God has not changed, he's the same, amen, there's no brokenness, there's no division in God. So when you come in the body of Christ, by that same spirit, amen, the Holy Spirit, the same spirit that hovered over the ocean and the world in the beginning of time, when God said, let it be light, and there was light. Amen. The Spirit moved upon the waters and the land. The Holy Spirit moved. Amen. So this is that same Spirit. Amen. It's God. It's God's Spirit. It's the same Spirit. Amen. That moved on the water and moved on the land. Amen. Wisdom and knowledge. And it passed down to God's people. Amen. And when Jesus set up the church, amen, he put offices in the church and gifts in the church, amen, for the edification, amen, for the knowledge, for the coming together of his people, that we all can be on the same plane, same knowledge plane. Amen. Everybody didn't have it, don't have it like Adam had it. Amen. Everybody don't have that like Adam had it. Adam walked with God every day, every afternoon. He doesn't have it. But we have it in parts. We have it in parts. But it all comes through the same Spirit. So here we are. Here we are. Amen. God, amen, And according to James, amen, the fourth chapter of gospel, the letter, the brother of James in his writing, amen, he's saying that we're capable, we're able to speak things into existence. Amen. The third chapter of James, amen, say the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiled the whole body and set on fire the course of nature, and it is set on hell's fire. Amen. The tongue, amen, we can speak things. We can curse people with our tongue, and we can create things with our tongue. We can speak things into existence. Amen. If you constantly work the atmosphere, many knows about praises and singing songs. It creates the atmosphere. It creates an atmosphere of joy and jubilation. Amen. As well as peace. Amen. So through those songs that you love, and the world love music, amen, and different things like that, you singing, it does create, it creates an atmosphere around you. So the more we begin to talk and bless God and talk about things and be positive, amen, you're going to find that it will start coming to you. It'll start coming to you. And you can't change the world. So it's best that, you know, let us change ourselves first. And you find out that you can make a difference. You can make a difference. So you have the power within you. When you come to God and God begin to correct and help you, enhance you, amen, through your thinking and your speaking. Amen. You can't continue to say negative things and look for positive things to come to you. You have to start saying positive things, positive words, and then positive words and positive things. Amen. It will come to you. So it's very important, amen, that we learn to speak what the Bible has us, you know, teaches us. The more you read the Bible, the more you'll find out, amen, things and words and parables are true. Are true. Amen. So, we have this power in us. We have this power in us, and God has given us the power in us, amen, to speak those things that's not existent. We can speak them as though they are. That's what faith does. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. They are not seen, but since they're not seen, amen, many of you are planning for tomorrow, but you don't see tomorrow. Amen. You're planning for next week, but you're not sure you're going to be here next week. But we're planning, doing all the planning. So what? Your words plan. Your words set the course. Your words mean something. Amen. So once you come into to the awareness of that, amen, and you speak to God in prayer, amen, you come to God in prayer, God will come to you and he'll help you to accomplish things. He'll help you to accomplish things. So it's very important, amen, whatever dream you have and whatever vision you have, amen, God has given unto you. And this is what this is about. Many of you have visions and dreams and you don't know how to get out of your situation. Amen. You have visions and dreams, and but you never thought about applying what you have dreamed to put into action, to go forward. Amen. Try to interact with your dreams. Amen. Or find someone, amen, who's been in a dream or been in a business. If it's on your mind to go into some type of business, amen, to help support your house and your family, amen, and use it for a witness and to help upbuild the kingdom of God, and it's constantly been on you, and you go talk to someone in that area with expertise, amen, let them help you. Let them help you in that, amen. But don't sit back and wait. Wait and wait on these things before it's too late. Amen. I heard a story. About a man was, he had not much time to live, and that night he had, there were strangers around his bed. Strangers around his bed, and they said they wanted to talk with him. Amen. And he began to let one, two or three of them, you know, four or five of them, that was around his bed, and they began to talk. And one said, "You know, you don't know me, but I was hoping that you and I do a lot of traveling, amen, experience the world, amen, and the things that you wanted to do in life, and we would have met." And another one said that, "Well, you don't know me either, but I was hoping to be a friend to you in business, and we would have had a great future together, and we'd have had been grateful. Left some inheritance for many, many people." And he went on until they circled the bed, and they all began to say after they finished that, "We're sorry, amen. We're not going to live any longer. We're not going to live any longer because when you pass, when you leave this earth, we're going to have to leave too because we came strictly to you. We came to you. We're going to die when you die." Amen. Have you ever thought about it? I know many, we had songs and different things about in heaven God had so many presents and people, amen, didn't open them up and whatever the example was, the illustration they're trying to make. Amen. But God has given you gifts. Amen. But they are for you. You can't just give them to somebody else. God has things he's given to you, amen, because you are special. You are special. You have the talent to work this. You have the talent to be involved, and it helps people. It helps other people. I know in this day and time, and the Paul speaks of, amen, in this day and time, and that's why you can't love the world. And you can't love the world, neither the things in the world, because They're empathy against God. They fight against God. Amen. They fight against your future. It's a fight against your peace and your success. Amen. And Paul was saying in the book of Timothy, but concerning the latter days, in the fourth chapter, Paul was saying that the Spirit is speaking expressly in the latter days. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. There are people that are out, they're strictly out to kill your dream. They're out to kill your dream because if you be successful, amen, it's going to put the devil out of business. It's going to put the devil out of business. It'll put him out of business. Amen. Don't you know peace and the walls, all the walls stop and all the killings stop, the devil going to be out of business. He'll be out of business. He won't need hospitals and jailhouses and medicines and pharmaceuticals and doctors, amen, and policemen. You won't need that type of expertise in the world, amen, because of the fact that evil will not be present, amen. And notice again, Paul wrote Timothy, amen. He wrote him again, the young pastor, and he said in the second letter, in the second epistle of Peter, of Timothy, the third chapter, he's saying in the fourth verse, let's stop getting the first verse. "This know also that in the latter days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, inconstant, fierce, despiters of those that are good." You're trying to do something good. They ought to stop you. "Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, So what? They're in these last days, people, they're not concerned about your vision. They're not concerned about your vision. They're not concerned about helping others. They're going to be spending all of their inheritance. Amen. I saw a sign, a couple of signs, say, I'm spending my children's inheritance. Amen. It's not a good statement. It's not a good statement. Because young people today need help. They need some support. The young people need our support. They need some encouragement. They need to know there's a future. They need to know that God is for them. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. It's for them. Jesus Christ died on the cross for them. Amen. He paid the ultimate price for their soul, for their salvation. And he's more than that. And this is what we're discussing now about the talents and skills that he put within you. That's why we're discussing this, because some think that God is not concerned about their welfare. He's concerned about taking them to heaven, but not concerned about the talent and goal that they want to do for mankind. That's why we're discussing this. Jesus told a parable once concerning he gave talent to men. Amen. Some five, some three, and some one. And the five went out and traded, amen, and invested, and he got 10. The one that had three, he went out and got more. And the one that had one, he went and buried it. He said, oh, I know God don't want me to waste this. I don't want to take no chances with this. Amen. When the king returned, he began to ask them all, what did they do with the talent he gave them and the money he gave them? Everybody reported, amen, an investment and double their earnings. And he was very happy about it. Then he came to the one. Amen. The one thought, no, I can't take a chance because I only got one. So I went out and buried it. Amen. I went out and God, here's the one that you gave me. And he told him, a slothful and wicked servant. Amen. He gave every one of those men monies according to their ability. That means he knew that they was capable of taking that money, amen, investing it and working it, and they'd achieve a profit. But if you gave the third one five or three, he knew that he would lose. But he knew each one according to their ability. According to their several ability, he gave them talents. And he gave them. So if God gives you a vision or a dream, he knows that you're capable, amen, of accomplishing great things. Don't look at other people. Don't look to the right or to the left. Amen. Just strive on to be the best you can be for Christ. We want to talk about some men in the Bible. Amen. One, it's Jacob. In the Old Testament, in the Old, amen. Jacob, father-in-law, took advantage of him. Amen. He took advantage of him, and because of he wanted to marry one of his daughters, and he took advantage of him. Amen. And God showed him in a dream. He showed Jacob in a dream how to take the circumstances that he was in and to multiply that circumstances and to better himself in a way he can move out and go back home. But here it is that God showed him how and gave him the insight. Amen. And he said that in the 31st chapter of Genesis, we're going to read a portion. And beginning at the first verse, and he had heard the words of Laban, the son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was was our fathers, and of that which was our fathers had he gotten all his glory. And Jacob beheld that the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as it was before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and unto thy kinsmen, and I will be with you. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah into the field in which the flock. And he said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not towards me as before, but God of my father has been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffer him not to hurt me. Amen. God had taken and showed him in a dream. He showed him in a dream. We want to get the 30th chapter. Amen. God had showed Jacob in a dream what to do, and God had spoke to him, amen, how to carry out, amen, take the cattle, and he put some different, he had taken the cattle and put some hazel, some green pollock, and some chestnut trees, and pile them all, amen, in the trough when the animals came to drink. Because his father-in-law said, now, all the animals that have striped and spotted all over, you can have. And his father-in-law took all the striped and spotted ones and left the plain ones there. But after the time, they began to conceive, and the animals, amen, the rains and spots came on them by just looking at the different herbal trees and stalks that he put in front of them to look at. You see, your eyes, what you see is powerful. Amen. What you see is powerful. Amen. Your eyes, and you can conceive that. The 31st chapter, amen, in the 11th verse, an angel of God spoke unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. Amen. He said, lift up now thy eyes and see all the ram which leap upon the cattle, rings stalks, and speckle and garnish. Amen. It rains stripes and speckle and garnish, and I have seen all that Laban had done unto thee. Amen. So God showed me the vision, amen, how these animals going to be all going to be spotted and speckled and striped all over. That God was going to help him change things. He showed him in a dream. Amen. God showed him, not only that in a dream, but God began to work things. Amen. And to show people things. And many of you have probably got visions and dreams and things that you never thought of. Well, God letting you know, I'm with you. He's not going to destroy you. He's not going to tear you down. He's not going to against you. He have many ways, but he speak to his people, amen, in certain ways that it can't be stolen. But people can steal by talking. Words are powerful, so you have to be careful who you be around. Don't listen to everybody. Don't be involved with everybody. Amen. He told Joseph, amen, Joseph was called the dreamer. Amen. God gave Joseph a dream and told Joseph, amen, about the things that he going to need to do and he will do. Amen. Joseph was taken as a slave in Egypt. And he was already, amen, he always had the faith. And Joseph later on, he became the prime minister. But Joseph had these dreams, amen. It was powerful in his life. Amen. Also Moses. Moses had a dream about the tabernacle. How should he build the tabernacle? Amen. And through him building the tabernacle, amen, God had given him this, amen, when he was 40 days up in Mount Sinai. Amen. He came down and built it. Amen. Visions and dreams God worked with. Amen. God gave vision to Isaiah and Jeremiah. and Ezekiel and to Daniel, all the major servants of the Lord. God called them to the fourth dimension, and he taught them the language of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Prayer is a powerful tool when you want to continue. Amen. In vision and dreams, you just continue to pray, seeking God's face, asking God about it. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You don't see it. God showed you to it in the spirit. He showed you to it in a dream. Amen. Now, one thing you have to be careful, you have to examine the dreams. Examine your dreams, because Ecclesiastes says that, amen, dreams come through multitude of vision, multitude of business. So you can get so wrapped up in working and not eating properly, under so much stress, and you will have different type of dreams, dreams against you, dreams that are going to cause you to fall. But wait a while. Wait a while. Take your time and examine these dreams. Amen. Test the dreams by calling someone or calling some people or talking with you. That's why it's important to have a church home. We have the elders and seniors, amen, that's been there before you. And they can help you examine, amen, the words and the vision that you had to let you know, is it godly or not? Amen. Let you know if it's for you by why. Why? Because of, amen, they know you. They know what type of person you are. And Paul's made a statement about know them that labor among you. And it's good to be in a church and get to know people, be there long enough, get to know people, get to know the mothers and the brethren and the sisters. Take your time. Settle down. Settle down. Settle down in your spirit. Settle down in your mind. Amen. God got the church like a filling station, like a gas station. It's like a spiritual restaurant, a spiritual kitchen, where you come and you fill up again. Amen. You get strengthened again. Amen. You come to, amen, get your, be examined spiritually, be prayed over by the elders. Amen. You come to lift up your hands and reach out to God. Amen. So it's good to have, you got to have a church home, a place where you come and let your burdens down and listen to others and talk to others with the same mind. With the same mind. So when you have a dream or a vision, and you know, the young women can talk to the older women, maybe have a vision about your marriage, your home, the children, amen. How you, not only that, but someone been prophesied to you that you know, pray over you and prophesy over you concerning your help. Amen. With your job and the home today. And the home today is very important because of the fact that the wife almost have to work today. It's a partnership because of the economy. You the wife have to sometimes help the partner. Help the partner. The same thing applies to in the times of that's what Adam and Eve. Amen. Eve was a helpmate. Amen. And women are still today a helpmate to their husband. You're not only taking care of the children, but they're helping out as well in other areas of management. And where the husband really needs the input in the family. Amen. So Adam and Eve, and well designed by God and developed by God, amen, that man, we can accomplish anything we desire, because when God created man, like he created all the trees and animals, amen, they are well-equipped. We're well-equipped. Amen. But every now and then, since we're human and we're errors and we're striving and we're working and because we're subject to the changes of the life here and the different stress and problems that we go through, we need help one for another. That's why Jesus said, by this you should know their mind. Amen. They have love one for another. Amen. So you have skills and talents. And the older ladies, they can go to the younger lady and talk with them and share with them. Amen. And the younger lady can share with the mother. And the younger man can share his vision. If the wife don't understand, he can share her vision with the older man. Might have the same skills, the same talent. Amen. And they can share to one another. And amen. It can go on. There'd be a hope in life. Amen. A hope in life. Amen. No, that's more to it than the four walls. You come in the four walls and you pray and get the word of God and go back to the same routine, the same direction. You can go back to life. Amen. But a different outlook. That God taking the things that are around you. Amen. God take the things that are around you. Amen. And have you to develop something. Amen. To help you. Amen. To help you. To help you out. And God told Jacob, amen, what to do. And the Lord dealt with Moses. Amen. A lot of great men of God. A lot of great people of Christ. Amen. God helped you. Like Peter, a fisherman, went out and didn't catch any fish. But Jesus knew he was out there. And Jesus came out to him and told him what to do. What to do. Amen. And so he threw his net on the right side. Amen. So that there are times that we always need to have God input in our life. And once he gives you a vision and a dream and you know, amen, you have worked and you tried and you realize this is of God. This is of God. This is of God. And you go out and you begin to work. Amen. You put your talent and skill there. He'll help you. He'll help you. Amen. He'll help you because he wants you to go first. These are the signs of those that believe. Amen. Amen. These are the signs. And after a while, he said, he will follow you. Things will follow you. Amen. Accomplishment, you can follow. So we just want to encourage you, encouraging you in this program. Amen. To be encouraged. To be encouraged. But you have to renew your mind. Renew your mind in these gifts. Renew your mind in these talents. Amen. Paul went so far in the Philippians, the fourth chapter. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Always I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Amen. Amen. And everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God. You know, when you pray over things and pray hard and honest over something, amen, God will give you peace in your heart. Amen. About what you're stressing about, what you're going through, what you're trying to accomplish. Amen. You should pray and pray until you feel a great relief. Amen. From that situation. Confidence about what you're about to project you're going to take up. Amen. And when you get that really release or confidence about it, amen, you can start going forward. Of course, you'd be walking in positive attitude, which is faith. You'd be walking in faith. Amen. So what are you saying? That be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. The peace of God now passes all understanding. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. He'll keep your heart and he'll keep your mind together. Amen. But he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think. You got to think on these things. Don't take this any little thing to have your mind running. Don't have your mind running on fear, running on trouble, running on downtime, downsizing, and just know. Think on God. Think on positive things. Think on honest things. Amen. You got to renew your mind. You got to focus your mind now. You got the talent and skill God has given you. Amen. And you realize, give you a vision and a dream. Now what we got to do? We got to educate ourselves and renew our mind. You cannot take that same old mind, amen, with the kingdom of God. You can't, it will not, that mind will not let you go forward. It will always pull you back. That mind will not go any further, amen, on things it don't understand. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, everything not seen. When you're dealing with God and dealing with God's visions and dreams, it's things that you don't see. But that old mind said, I want to see it. Like Thomas. Thomas said, no, I want to see. I want to see his hands. I heard he rose from the dead, but brethren, I got to put my hands. Nobody accomplished death. Nobody rose from the dead. But Thomas said, no. I got to see this for myself. And when Jesus rose up, amen, he came in the meeting. He came through the wall. And all of them was feared. And they said, Jesus said, no, peace, peace be unto you, brethren. Amen. I'm not a spirit. I'm not a spirit. Amen. I mean, I'm not a spirit. Now, if you don't think I'm not a spirit, give me some of that boar fish over in the honeycomb on there. The boar fish right in there. That piece of boar fish right there. And not that piece you ate off, but give me that piece right there. And give me that piece of honeycomb over there. Amen. Amen. Jesus, he came and he was hungry. He wanted to eat. Amen. And Jesus said, now look, a spirit don't do this. And that they had to comprehend that. Because many today still have to comprehend our eternal life and our new life. We're going to have the same body, but it's going to have power over all of this world. God's people have power over all this world, over gravity. We can just be taken up and caught away. Amen. Moving from city to city. Amen. Having dominion over cities and counties. Amen. And countries. God, people. Amen. We're going to rule and reign for 1,000 years when Jesus comes back. It's not going to be any peace. I know we want peace, but all wars always breaking out because of the fact, amen, not be no more priests until the King of Prince of Peace come. When Jesus come back, amen, for all of his caught up believers, the born again believers, amen, we're going to take over. We're going to take over. Amen. But until that time, you should try things now. He wants you to be right now, amen, victorious right now. Amen. What you got to lose? You got everything to gain with Christ. You should try him now. Try him now. Try the power of God. Try his, amen, his promises now, because you don't want to be on your deathbed, amen, wondering, will he be able to give you eternal life? You don't want to be laying there wondering, your mind going, oh, I don't know if God going to forgive me. I don't know if God going to save me. You don't want that. You want to cover all of that now, amen. You want to cover all of that now. You want to accept Christ now as your Lord and Savior, amen. You want to accept him now. How you accept him now? To ask him to forgive you of all your sins, amen, and come into your heart, amen, and be your God. And he will, if you be honest about it and truthful about it, amen. And now you find your Bible. Always stress the King James Bible. Start reading the book of John. Study the book of John and look for your church home. Look for your church home, Bible-believing church. Amen. That teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. And continue to pray amen, be baptized in water, amen, and support that local church. That's how you start out. You start out, you got to give up the world, and that'll help you pull yourself out of the old habit and the old way. Pull your mind, reprogram that mind, amen. It helps to reprogram that mind. You got to reprogram the mind. That mind been programmed through so much trouble and stress. That mind been going through a lot. And you learn things through trials and tribulation, hurts and pains. Amen. So when you start going through it with Christ, the mind start renewing. The mind start renewing. If it's a day, if you fall down, get back up. If somebody come along and kill your dream, start all over again. Start all over again. You might just have a dream to be, want to be a good person, a good, honest person. Amen. A new person. Amen. God will give you a new mind. He will give you a peace of mind. Amen. He'll give you peace. Amen. He'll take away the habits. Amen. The hurts and the pains. Now we're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for those that are listening, wherever they might be listening, Lord, this program. Oh, God, considering visions and dreams, we pray that the ones that hear, oh, God, be inspired, oh, God, to seek your face, and that way we do things to help others in the name of Jesus. And those you've been giving dreams, Lord, giving the insight and the courage in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that are beginning the new walk with you, oh, God, and they have fallen and they desire to give up, oh God. You know, you said in your word in James, the 4th chapter, if they draw nigh to God, you'll draw nigh to them. And God, we thank you for it. And we ask you to look upon it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we please appreciate, oh God, each and every one today in this program. And we ask you, amen, wherever you might be, amen, in this time, in this situation, you can always go to, amen, www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You can always go there. Amen. Or you can always listen. Amen. To Doctrine of Truth. We'll be rescheduling. Amen. Our broadcasts, and we're going through some new technical situations. Amen. But continue to keep us in prayer. As well as you can go to, amen, to www.jciministries.org. Amen. To our web page there. If you like to send an email, you can send it to seniorbishop@jciministries.org. seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Amen. If you want to join us, amen. You can also join us on Facebook. Amen. At
90 seconds.
www.facebook.com/JCI Ministries. JCI, Jesus Christ International Ministries, INC. Amen. www.facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistries. Amen. Or if you want to, you can write, JCIM, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack. TAMARAC, Florida 33320, USA. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and be safe. Amen. God love you, and so do I.
Thank you.